Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
CeeLo is here. He's got an update for us. What's going on, man?
All right, brought to you by Security Dodge. Shop 24/7 online at securitydodge.com during the Summer of Jeep Sales event and the Summer Clearance event. Two games, couple of wins, seven home runs, three for Gleyber Torres.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep left field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. He's done it again. Another three-run home run for Gleyber Torres.
John Sterling here on The Fan gave them an 11-3 lead over the Orioles in the nightcap at the doubleheader on their way to an 11-8 victory and their fifth Twin Bills sweep of the season after taking the opener 8-5. And it really was a Gleyber day. 4-for-8, the three homers, seven RBIs. He now has 13 long balls against Baltimore this season, the most for any player against a single opponent in the divisional era. What else can Aaron Boone say?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
And Torres explains the success a little bit better.
I take all the opportunities they gave me and just the damage.
A lot of damage, setting all kinds of historical marks along the way. First player with five multi-home run games against the same opponent in one season. He has homered in both games of a doubleheader against Baltimore for the second time this year. Last player to do that, Mike Schmidt, back in 1983. Somewhat overlooked in all of this, though, Gio Urshela continues to rake, 6-for-9. He's now batting .332 on the year, blasted a 461-foot bomb in the opener.
461's a long way. I mean, you know, he hits one up on the restaurant the other day in Toronto.
Really been showing off the power stroke, seven home runs in his last eight games. Cameron Maybin and Mike Ford homered in the sweep as well. Brett Gardner had a three-run triple to open the scoring in the first inning last night. And Joe Mantiply and Brady Lail saved the bullpen in game number two. It was the team debut for Mantiply, credited with his first career win, major league debut for the 28-year-old Lail, who had plenty of family on hand to watch.
My whole thing was try to come up here and eat innings and contribute, and I hope I helped him out, and let's just keep rolling.
Well, he did help them out.
Now, let me ask you a question.
They're rolling right back to Scranton.
If they go on to win, if they go on to win a World Series, do they get World Series rings?
Probably.
Yeah, we talked about this. Yeah,
I would think so.
So, how many guys now are on that list? It's almost everybody on the 40-man roster, right?
And I might be beyond that, because there have probably been guys that have been, over the course of the season, removed from the 40-man roster and added to the 40-man roster. Yeah,
he would be like a example of that.
It is a long list for sure. So those two guys are heading back down to the minors. You'll have some fresh arms on the way for tonight's game. James Paxton works six innings for the game one victory. Aroldis Chapman, his 32nd save there. Game three out of four in the series this evening. Domingo Herman opposed by John Means. Pre-game coverage on The Fan begins at 6:25. Injury-wise, Luis Severino, Dellin Betances both progressing with their throwing programs, and they have reported plenty of progress there. Luke Voit ran sprints before game one, said he felt good, hoping to put off hernia surgery until the offseason. Aaron Hicks, though, still about 2 weeks away from throwing. The flexor strain he's dealing with in his right elbow, very close to his UCL, so the Yankees are being extra cautious there. The Mets had the day off. They're down in Atlanta to kick off a big three-game series with the first-place Braves tonight. Zach Wheeler, Max Fried, the starters. That's a 7:20 first pitch with coverage on WCBS 880. Elsewhere, the Rays dumped the Padres 10-4, still lost ground on the Yankees. They're now nine back in the AL East. The Blue Jays clubbed the Rangers 19-4, four more hits for Toronto rookie Bo Bichette. And in Cleveland, after Brad Hand blew the save, the Indians bailed them out in the bottom half of the ninth.
Swung and drilled deep left center field. This ball is off the wall or gone. It is gone. He's done it. Career home run number 200.
For Carlos Santana, a game winner as the Indians topped the Red Sox 6-5. Tom Hamilton had the call on Indians radio, so they continue to ride their very lengthy hot streak at this point. They have officially taken over first place atop the AL Central, running down and overtaking the Twins. National League, Diamondbacks outslugged the Rockies 8-6. The Nationals edged the Reds 7-6. The story there, though, in defeat, Cincinnati rookie Aristides Aquino became the first player in Major League history to blast eight home runs in his first 12 career games, and one of those games was a single at bat last year, so it's basically 8-11. And I think he's got 8 over his last, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 games, something like that. So he's been quite the find for the Reds, even though they did end up losing that game. Football wise, for the locals, Giants rookie corner DeAndre Baker has only a strained knee day to day after he felt some pain over the weekend. They checked him out. As you guys mentioned, Trumaine Johnson with the Jets, it is now a week-to-week hamstring injury, according to Adam Gase, his status for the season opener.
That's how I'm going to think. You know, I mean, I know he wants to be out there, you know, when we get going in regular season for sure.
Meaning he's hopeful that he'll be able to go in week 1. It obviously is a position where the Jets have very little depth. Enter Jamal Adams.
Next up, man. If they need me to go to corner, I'll go to corner, whatever. I'm dead serious.
So we'll see if they take anything from that. Or
I just can't imagine that they would do that.
No.
I know, but the guys that are running out there at corner right now, you've never even heard of.
I know Joe Mantiply, actually.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah, Brady Lau and Mantiply are headed over to Florham Park today.
But you have to understand what a safety does. He is such a good tackler, and he's so active around the line of scrimmage, and he's got a real sense of the secondary and where to go. And get people lined up. I don't think that they will move at an all-pro safety or a Pro Bowl safety to corner just to satisfy one position and weaken another. I just don't see that happening.
Probably not, but they're going to have to find a way to help out these guys that don't have a lot of experience playing the position until at least Trumaine Johnson gets back.
Well, so that's Joe Douglas's and his staff's responsibility.
The mini draft coming up at the end of the preseason when all the rosters get cut down.
That's like, you know, when Adam Gase told us yesterday, it's an opportunity for somebody else.
Sure.
I mean, that's the way you got to look at it.
Well, the one guy they put in yesterday ended up getting hurt and didn't finish the practice. Yeah, I don't even know. Webster, I think, was his last name or something.
I mean, I watched practice a little bit yesterday. I mean, come on. I mean, you know, it's like
it's not a practice.
It's not practice.
Johnson
got hurt returning an INT the other day, running down the field. At least that's what they thought. You were talking about practice.
We're talking about practice.
It's loitering in a uniform. That's what it is. That's all it is. Yeah.
Speaking of practice, Antonio Brown may finally be coming back in the coming days after he officially lost his grievance with the NFL over this whole old helmet situation. Obviously, he's been waiting for the feet to heal up as well. The cryotherapy mishap in France last month, it's been quite the story. But there was an Instagram post from Brown Monday, said he obviously disagrees with the arbitrator's decision, but he is focused on getting back to full health and then rejoining his teammates on the
field. You know his helmet is over 10 years old.
Correct. He's trying to
There is no helmet that will be certified by any sort of group that's over 10 years old. So what he's trying to find is a helmet that is similar, that is less than 8 years old, I think. I just don't see the NFL relenting on this simply because of the concussion issue. We were given some stats yesterday about the concussions and about certain plays that, you know, happen in game that cause concussions on kickoffs and punts and blindside blocks. And then there's no joke, man. They're going to stop the blindside block stuff. You know, those wild blocks on interception returns, punt returns.
Guys that are doubling back.
And they just get lit up. Yeah. Well, that stuff's not going to happen anymore. They're not going to allow it anymore. And they are decreasing concussions, reported concussions, significantly over the last 4 to 5 years.
Good.
And they're going to try to continue to do that and take the head out of the game. And that's why they're not relenting on this helmet situation. You're wearing a helmet that is certified, and that's it. End of story. If Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers can bitch about it but still wear a new helmet, guess what? So can you.
And I'm sure he will in the very short amount of time in the coming days.
He's such a pain in the neck.
Right. But it was all it was all Ben's fault out there in Pittsburgh, right?
Fair
wasn't,
point.
Wasn't this guy.
Well, we all know that, you know, you gotta manage the unique personalities. I think John Gruden's doing that. Don't forget, HBO's Hard Knocks is on tonight.
Yes, it is.
So we'll see if this whole thing becomes part of the storyline.
Sure, well, to some extent. It better be. They're going to get a lot of criticism.
Right. I'm thinking that it must be because could you imagine if you turn on HBO tonight and you found out that this whole helmet issue was an issue and you hadn't heard anything prior to HBO?
Yeah, that would have been wild.
That would have been wild, right? Yeah. So I would imagine that there's got to be something in there about this.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why we've heard about it now.
If not this week, then next week's episode for sure.
Right.
Because it is always like a week or two
behind.
There's
got to be some kind of reference.
Oh, yeah.
Because this has been going on for days now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.